It was Bell who first challenged the experimentalists to put his inequality to the test when he wrote in 1964 that it requires little imagination to envisage the measurements involved actually being made. But like Gustav Kirchhoff and his imaginary black body a century earlier, it is easier for a theorist to envisage an experiment than for his colleagues to realize it in practice. 5 years passed before Bell received a letter in 1969 from a young physicist at Berkeley in California. John Clauser, then 26, explained that he and others had devised an experiment to test the inequality. 2 years earlier, Clauser had been a doctoral student at New York's Columbia University when he first came across Bell's inequality. Convinced that it was worth testing, Clauser went to see his professor and was bluntly told that no decent experimentalist would ever go to the effort of actually trying to measure it. It was a reaction in keeping with the near-universal acceptance of quantum theory and its Copenhagen interpretation as gospel, Clauser wrote later, along with a total unwillingness to even mildly question the theory's foundations. Nevertheless, by the summer of 1969, Clauser had devised an experiment with the help of Michael Horn, Abner Shimoni, and Richard Holt. It required the quartet to fine-tune Bell's inequality so that it could be tested in a real laboratory rather than in the imaginary laboratory of the mind equipped with perfect instruments. Clauser's search for a postdoctoral position took him to the University of California at Berkeley, where he had to settle for a job doing radio astronomy. Luckily, when Clauser explained to his new boss the experiment he really wanted to perform, he was allowed to devote half of his time to it. Clauser found a willing graduate student, Stuart Friedman, to help. Instead of electrons, Clauser and Friedman used pairs of correlated photons in their experiment. The switch was possible because photons have a property called polarization that, for the purposes of the test, played the role of quantum spin. Although a simplification, a photon can be regarded as being polarized either up or down, just like electrons and spin, if the polarization of one photon along the x direction is measured as up, then the other will be measured as down, since the combined polarizations of both photons must be zero.